Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Off Air, the podcast. With Jane Garvey and Fee Glover.
I go to the sink and I have some cheese.
Keep your cheese in the sink.
Doesn't everybody?
Every Monday to Thursday, Jane and Fee keep the microphones on after their Times radio show.
I think if we were to do a Mr. and Mrs.
Oh, no.
I don't,
yes.
How would that go in the booth?
Badly. It would go very badly.
Unencumbered and off air.
Two tiny women with gobs.
Off Air, the podcast. Now available on the Times radio app.
Morning, Giles.
Morning, Doc.
What was that? Something from the estate.
Catastrophic explosion on the estate. Maybe they're doing what they do with disease outbreaks sometimes and dropping bombs. There was a film where they bombed the estate because there's a case of coronavirus.
How are you feeling? Shivery? Any cough? Tightness in your chest?
No, you're the one with the cough, as discussed in many former podcasts.
My cough is unlinked to any unwellness, though. My cough is permanent and tragic.
It's just irritating. Which reminds me of the Spike Milligan I told you I was ill thing. Maybe your patient one.
My other favourite Spike Milligan thing, which is I have the body of an 18-year-old. I keep it in the freezer.
You're listening to Giles Corran Has No Idea, which was your idea.
My idea.
Esther Walker.
My idea.
And it's where you and I, who are husband and wife...
Unfortunately.
Talk about the things that are in the papers that I'm...
So you can write your stupid column later because and maybe give me 2 seconds peace.
Somebody has to pay the bills. So are we going to do coronavirus then?
I think we should.
Because, I mean, obviously, while I was on the school run, you have, as is traditional, filleted the papers and prepared lots of excellent things.
There's
I could write a
column
about.
So much stuff.
But actually, we could do coronavirus. Because when we did our first season during Brexit, we basically didn't talk about it because it was so boring and we knew nothing about it. The coronavirus, we cannot ignore.
It's just, it's endless. And also the papers are so delighted that they've got something else to talk about other than Brexit. And lots of people, including actually Prince William, he visited somewhere with Kate or Ireland or something. And they were talking to someone and he said to a doctor or something, do you think it's real? Do you think it's just the media? So there are lots, whenever I speak to anyone.
Prince William, the heir to the throne,
yes,
thinks that the coronavirus is just a media conspiracy.
Not a conspiracy, but he thinks the media are making far too much of it and made loads of jokes about how they're spreading coronavirus.
Is he jealous of Prince Harry being so angry with the media and he now wants to just get his own little...
Yes, I'm angry about the newspapers too, Harry.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
Look, the media made up the corona. Yeah. But look, the corona... Basically, I did a notebook on Tuesday in the Times. I did the bright side of the coronavirus. And I thought, is it okay? There's always a too soon thing. I was inspired in this by the discovery that Emma Thompson had taken up Venetian citizenship and had moved to Venice like on Friday, and then on Saturday they locked down Venice and Emma Thompson can't get back.
Bye-bye.
I thought, maybe there is a plus side to this coronavirus. And then we thought of other good things about the coronavirus. Which was our children are washing their hands for the first time. You know, repeat doses of worms and was never enough to make them wash their hands. But now they think it's on the front of the paper. Wow, wow. And it's rather than us going, it's all being over-egged, children. Mm. It's all a scare. We go, no, it's true. You could all die unless you wash your hands repeatedly. So it's been quite good. The air pollution down in all the centres of pollution in China where there is... COVID-19, because people aren't going out. The economic downturn is showing an improvement in pollution. People will stop flying so much the same day as the Heathrow runway turned down. That's good. Mm-hmm. Eco things, Earth getting... It was so popular. And I thought people would go, oh, it's disgusting, too soon. Mm-hmm. And they were all going, oh, it's so nice to have a laugh at a time like this. It seemed to me like gallows humour or Blitz humour. Mm-hmm. So I thought we maybe...
Think of some more.
Part two, maybe more good things. We were thinking... Last night on the way out for dinner, before we got... horribly drunk. We
had delightfully drunk. Right. I thought.
You always think it's good.
Sort of pissed and merry, and just couldn't stop laughing. And I can't remember what at. It was great.
And it was only the two of us.
It was just the two
really
of us.
Strange.
Yeah, in an empty restaurant because everyone was too scared to go out.
No, they were.
The coronavirus.
But number one. Okay, look, we'll add that to the list.
Empty restaurants.
And this is just at the top of our road. Before that, though, didn't we have some
new positives about the crowd? Yes, I thought of an extra one this morning, which is it's hilarious listening to the Today programme flail around with increasing desperation to find coronavirus lateral subjects. So this morning, they had a composer called Ivan Fischer talking about happy birthday, because they're talking about happy birthday because the advice is you wash your hands mm-hmm. and you sing happy birthday twice as you're washing your hands. That's the length of time you should be washing your hands to get rid of the virus.
So the Today programme, what do they do with the, they got a composer on to talk about happy birthday.
I can't remember who was on the Today programme this morning. Was it Sarah Montague? I think it's Sarah Montague. And she was saying, you're supposed to sing happy birthday, but lots of people don't like happy birthday. So we're talking to this composer who's got
Wow, they are not managing very well with the no cabinet
who's
minister thing.
Yeah, no, exactly. Who's got some alternative tunes to happy birthday. So that was very, very funny. And then, which really made me laugh, Sarah Montague said, oh, that's all from us. Next, Nick Robinson with coronavirus.
Poor Nick, which of course she meant they were doing an emergency coronavirus show.
Yes, they were doing a kind of a mock Cobra meeting chaired by Nick Robinson about coronavirus.
But they said,
but because she was trying to get it in before the pips, she said, next, Nick Robinson with coronavirus. That was very funny. That made me laugh.
But sorry, you saying that, so and this happy birthday, again, here's a possible column. I'm thinking, you know, Boris Johnson said, you would say, I can't do his voice.
Sing happy birthday twice.
Sing happy birthday twice.
What we're going to do is everybody has to sing happy birthday
That's really
twice
good.
In Latin, if you're interested. It is Moriartum ad Deus, or I don't know, I can't speak Latin. You can.
It's not Moriartum Deus, means God is dead.
Does it?
Roughly, it means Does the death it? Of God. Yeah, you
oh
just,
my
that's
God.
Some speaking in tongues there. But anyway, what I wanted to know was when, that is quite a good Boris you do. That's although that's the same as your Prince Harry and your Prince William.
No, those are completely different. My Prince Harry is very different.
Show me your Prince Harry. If that sounds like a euphemism for something, especially as my wife is also a ginger. Yes, we call it her Prince Harry. No, what I wanted to say is Boris said, in your voice, you've got to sing happy birthday. But when he got to happy birthday, dear, what did he say? Because you've got to sing happy birthday to you, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Boris.
Maggie.
Happy birthday, dear Carrie. Happy birthday, dear Marina, the jilted wife.
No,
happy birthday, dear
Nanny.
Nanny. Anyway, so look, that's the musical thing. But then, and I told you this when I came in, and I thought I'll save it for the podcast to excite you. So I bumped into, I went to the old coffee shop up the road, Crick's Corner, which I love, and I hadn't been there for ages. And in there was Carlos. Carlos is Mexican. I'm not going to do his accent anymore.
Don't.
But Carlos is a global health expert. He's an academic in global health. He's attached to the University of London. Carlos Grijalva Eternod, he's called. Research Associate, Institute for Global Health. Anyway, he's this lovely Mexican in a leather coat and a flat cap who's always in there having his morning coffee. I run on caffeine. And he was sitting there with some of his mates. He says that. I'm Mexican, I run on caffeine. I said, so I walked in. I hadn't seen him since the outbreak of the coronavirus. I said, oi, Carlos. It's very like Cheers in there. Oi, Carlos. Hey, everyone goes. What about the coronavirus? What do you think about the coronavirus? So he said, this is what we're doing in Mexico. Literally.
What does it say? Wash your hands, wash your hands.
Coronavirus. This is Carlos, who's not, I'm not, it's not some man. And I said, he said, you will put this on the radio, okay? This is Mexican government. This is health information. Is that they're saying, like, wash your hands. Don't do kissing. Wash your hands thoroughly.
This is not in primary school. Is this a primary school thing?
No. It's like a government information thing. Arriba, wash your hands. Arriba. No, don't go into busy restaurants. Don't go on the tube unless you have to. Non-essential travel is for wankers. This is, and I said, what, are you fucking kidding? And he said, no, the government, we always do songs for to get health information out to the boondocks. And everyone gets singing the songs and then they wash their hands. And I said, I'm going to put it in my pocket. He said, yeah, you put it in your podcast. This is what Mexico. I said, but it's a bit racist, isn't it? He said, it's not racist. It's just cultural differences. I said, but it's all right for you to say, Carlos. But then the chorus, coronavirus.
I think it's very catchy.
Let's play it a little.
Catching. Attention.
Coronavirus.
For a man who doesn't dance, you are really getting down.
I was doing this in the
song.
Cafe. I've had a lot of coffee.
Oh, right. You had, oh, yes. Oh, God. You had a lot of coffee.
Coronavirus.
Giles is on cup of coffee number 6, listeners. And I wish you could see the dancing that he's doing. He's pointing. He's pointing to the sky. He's shuffling his head.
I want to get up and dance.
He wants to get up and dance.
I would dance no around a sombrero if that were not culture. Anyway, look, shall I kill it? Because it goes on for a while.
Yes, okay.
Okay, so look, that basically is the Mexican government's response to...
Well, I don't...
Admittedly, all their budget is going towards stopping the people killing each other all the time in Mexico. That came from my friend Carlos, a Mexican global health expert.
Listen, darling, I don't think you're racist. I think it is interesting the cultural differences of how people disseminate information. In England, we disseminate information through the Daily Mail newspaper.
Yeah.
That's how we get word out.
In Mexico.
Out. In Mexico.
But so look, so we can add to our list of bonuses that Mexican song. Okay. I think through the medium of our podcast, that could go pretty viral, couldn't
it? It could.
Someone also said to me in the coffee shop today, isn't it nice, finally, that a virus has gone viral? And I thought that was quite a good gag. Okay, look, moving swiftly on to Ryanair.
There's also a good thing for me and other people who have hapophobia, which is that, is it called hapophobia? It's a fear of being touched. Right? I don't like being touched, okay? I don't like...
Yeah, don't try and give it a phobia.
Well, I'm being silly.
Cold people. Cold, frigid, unemotional people.
Hapophobia is a fear of being touched. Okay, I don't like being touched. I don't like greeting people with a hug or a handshake or a kiss.
It's a miracle that we've got even two children.
I don't like it. And coronavirus means that I have legitimately have a thing to say, hello!
Italy has banned kissing.
Yeah,
that's the news story to which you're alluding. Italy has banned kissing, or is recommended no kissing, which in Italy,
exactly.
They basically, I mean, as a language, it's so, the Italians only have about 14 words, and they fill the rest out with basically hugs and kisses.
Yeah.
So they're getting rid of that.
Which is good news for people like me. Okay, on a more serious note, it may stop. The Chinese trade in live animals, including the pangolin, which is, as you know, the most endangered animal.
I think they play the pangolin on this tune, don't they? Virus, coronavirus.
I am going to hit you over the head with a frying pan in a minute.
I'm just saying, because the pangolin sounds a bit like a musical instrument.
It does.
But it's,
the pangolin is a very, very cute and precious animal that...
Speaking of which, in comes the cat.
In comes Iris.
Hello, Iris.
Which is traded for, I don't know what, in Chinese live animal markets. And that may stop because there have been a couple of significant viruses that have come from Chinese live animal markets. And this may be the thing that
so it could save wildlife.
From destroying the pangolin.
I noticed that there's a possibility they'll cancel the London Marathon.
Yay! Why are we happy about that?
Because of the traffic it causes.
Traffic,
it's terrible.
Yeah.
The
makes us feel guilty because we're not doing it.
And all that, exactly. And all those wankers, I'm running the marathon. All those people who've been training and training and training. I can't do any exercise unless I have a target to focus on. So we're all running the London Marathon dressed as rhinos.
No, you're fucking not.
Exactly. So that's good.
Last night you thought it might be the end of Trump.
Oh, yes. Quite complicated. But look, Trump, his voters, the voters, that's a cough from Matt Hall in the corner there.
Matt Hall, everyone.
Matt Hall, everyone. Head of on-demand audio for Wireless UK and News International UK and all the blah, blah, blah. But he's come round to see the magic and he's brought the fucking coronavirus. Yeah. But it's far away.
And it's so fascinating that he's on his phone.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're not paying any attention to
him. No, that's good.
That's fine, Matt. No, I'm sure it's very important. But
like Lucy, he's just our producer. He's just stifling the laughs.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Manveen Rana from The Story, a daily news podcast from The Times. Join me and my co-host, Luke Jones, for a deep dive into the big stories and investigations. Plus, each month, William Hague hosts an agenda-setting interview with a key newsmaker or big thinker. That's The Story, The Times' daily podcast that brings you one remarkable story told in depth. Listen every weekday on The Times Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The cat smells of tomcat piss.
Does it really?
Oh my God, yeah, she really smells. Can you get off, please, darling? Oh my God.
Oh, what? Is it her?
No, it's not. I don't know what it's doing. No, she's been sort of fossicking around in plants that have been sprayed by a tomcat.
That ginger cat.
It really smells. I don't know, darling. I wasn't not watching.
There's you, Harry, and the cat outside. Has he been ruffling around in her Prince Harry? What? I mean, for the record, we do not call it her Prince Harry. You know, we don't really talk about it, but when we do, it keeps going. It just keeps coming.
She just keeps coming on with
this piss-covered cat. Keeps climbing. Go and climb on someone else.
But there are so many other brilliant stories for us to talk about.
Yes, okay, look, but that's the coronavirus special dealt with.
Yes. Go on.
So she's going to be...
She stinks too much, just put her down. Oh, let's do International Women's Day, your five top women.
Is it International Women's Day today? International Women's Week this week? I always celebrate it. It's very important. It's like Christmas for me. I hang out the stocking and hope some women have been put in.
Okay.
Why do I say things like that?
I don't know. But it's quite funny, though.
It is quite funny, and I just thought of it right there.
Yeah. You're just so clever like that, darling.
It's really good.
Just off the cuff like that.
Shall I unwrap it, or shall I say
just
unwrap
quick
it?
As a flash.
Yeah. But then, you know, it's like with all those things, you just play with her for an hour and then you're not
interested anymore. That you can't say.
Okay, fine.
Boris's top five women.
Everyone's meant to, for some reason, you're meant to choose your five most inspirational women or something. Yeah. And so he's chosen his. Hmm. I think he's been a bit woke, hasn't he?
He's been spun a bit.
He's been playing to the Northern Wall and the new voters and his...
For a column,
you've
got to have to spin it a bit differently.
No, I can't tell you. Yeah. Yeah, go on.
I don't know. What are you going to do about
that? I was thinking, it's International Women's Day. Yeah. I thought I might say, what about International Man's Day? Now...
Isn't International Man's Day just all the rest of the year?
It's always International Man's Day in my pants. No, what you would expect it to be is like if I was some ghastly right-wing reactionary tosspot in the sort of Richard Littlejohn school, I'd go, what about international? What about white men? We're the really marginalised ones. So I would say, what about International Man's Day? Mm-hmm. And then it would be shit. International Man's Day. I think it's quite a good idea. International Man's Day. I can't
get her off my knee. She's just.
Shall I put her outside and shut the cat flap?
No, because she'll just batter at it. It'll be really annoying. It's
sad that on International Women's Day, our female cat smells of male cat's piss.
Yeah, piss.
So no one wants to touch her.
So you could have the right for every man to, I don't know.
It's the list of things that men do, which I think are quite funny and amusing. It's a piece I've done before in other guises.
Yeah.
But things that men do that women don't do, so which I've always said, it's like dive into a swimming pool, surface, immediately blow your nose on your hand.
Right.
It's a thing that all men do and no women do.
Kicking your pants up into the air and then catching them?
On your head. Yes, exactly. Introduce that. Make that an Olympic sport. I've stopped doing that. As I've got, maybe there's an age thing. I used to always do that. And I think it's one of the reasons you loved me.
No. I mean, it was perfectly fine and amusing when you caked your pants.
Why have I stopped? Given that we met
because
when I was
bedtime.
38, and then what? But bedtime what?
Because bedtime is no longer funny. It's a serious business, bedtime. We're also usually so angry with each other by bedtime.
So fucked off with you, but the kid. I'm so angry with you for going to bed, because the kids need to go to bed at sort of 8:30, 9 o'clock. There's no bit of the evening for us after.
No, I know.
So and if the kids go to bed at like 7:30, they have their supper and they have a bit of iPad. 7:30, they go to bed. And then we have a bit of thing. And at 7:45, you go, I'm going to go to bed. We don't fucking go to bed. And it's not like, I'm going to bed early. It's because it's up there next to the kid. And we lie in bed while the kids are up later than us. And you're right. And I'm just fucked off because couldn't we at least stay downstairs for 20, have a bit of... doing this podcast is the only fucking grown-up quality time we have.
Mm-hmm.
And it never leads to...
What about dinner last night?
Yeah, that was lovely. That was
and then the lunch we also had. Yes.
We spent a lot of time together, it's
we
true.
Do.
Probably
yeah.
too much.
Stop whinging. International Man's Day.
But yes, kicking off the pants. Do you remember, I stopped doing it at some point in the last 2 or 3 years because Sam used to do it. Sam used to try and do it.
Yeah.
And what you do when you kick your pants up in the air, mm-hmm. you flip them up, and you have to imagine one is naked, so it's really elegant because you're sort of swinging knacks. And you kick them up, and you catch them on your head. But if you go slightly too far, you let them fall behind you and catch them in your hands,
leave them on the floor for someone else to pick up.
The problem is, Sam does it, but there's usually fairly reasonable quantities of poo in his pants. When you go, even there's quite a skid mark that exists in three dimensions, shall we say, on his pants most nights, because he doesn't have a very good diet and he's not very interested in bum wiping. So when he'll Sam will have the pants on the floor and he'll flip them up in the air and he'll be going to catch them in the head, and I'll see the pone in his pants as it, and I'll do no, like Kevin Costner in The Bodyguard. And I leap across and like bat the pants away from him so that the poo doesn't fall on his head when he's just had a bath and I've just laboriously washed his hair. You thought, Dad, you spoilt it. I was going to catch it on my head that time as I the pants stick to my hand. Anyway, so this is there's a thing that men do. Another story then. I'm
okay,
not
great.
Getting
I've got
further.
A really, really, really good funny
Go
story for you. Have you noticed that in the most recent Garfield comic strips, Garfield now has a mobile phone?
On so many levels. I didn't know there still were.
Yep.
I don't read them. You read them. What are they in? The mail?
Garfield is in the Daily Mail.
You, I went to do the school run, and the whole trope for Giles Grant Has No Idea is that his wife is at home filleting the papers for stories, and what you're actually doing is reading the Garfield cartoons.
I read the paper from cover to cover, and I found an EU a brilliant story that Garfield now has a mobile phone.
Okay, cool. That is quite funny. So is the story about him having a mobile phone?
No. He has had, the last few strips I've read, Garfield has had a mobile phone.
Right.
And I think this is very funny, because you could update all cartoons and comics, which
it.
You know a lot about,
yeah,
with modern technology. Modern technology would make a lot of superhero, super skills redundant.
Superman can just fly around the world. He doesn't need it, he can phone.
He can just phone, exactly.
Is it a bird? Is it a plane? Also, no, it's just another bloke with a jetpack. Everyone's got them, flying his shit.
Exactly. Or...
Snoopy.
He's not a superhero. Oh,
Snoopy doesn't have to fly a stop with camel. He can just send a drone.
Send a drone, exactly. His supper dish is never empty because Charlie Brown now uses an app.
He has a smart dish.
He has a smart dish powered by the 5G network that automatically drops his food in, so he never has an empty supper dish. Charlie Brown no longer has to pine after the little redheaded girl because he can just text her.
No, because he goes on Tinder.
Find each other on Tinder. Yep.
That's quite funny. Woodstock no longer has to speak in those
binary numbers.
Incomprehensible blips, yeah, because you just put him in Google Translate.
Exactly. See?
It's quite funny. It's quite niche.
What do you mean it's quite niche? It's totally brilliant.
Is it?
Is it not?
Well, we've had a little laugh about it. Those are five decent gags. It's another small item, isn't it?
Okay.
I don't know. Do we have more? I could go on. But I mean...
Yes, you could. And that's the whole
Batman.
Point,
what's the Batman?
The bat signal.
It's problematic for Superman because he can't change in a mobile phone, can he?
He can't change.
Although they did do that joke in the Christopher Reeve Superman film in 1978, so which people probably won't remember, but now I've reminded them. So I can't really see... the first Superman film,
yeah,
there's a scene when he comes out of the office. It's the first time he's going to change into Superman. And he runs out of the office of the... What does he work for? The Daily Planet, of course. And he runs out and he comes out and he goes to pull his jacket and he runs to what we know is going to be a phone box. The joke in 1978 is that it's a booth. Because they had in New York was just a... They had these booths with a...
With a cover,
but it wasn't
a
thing. They didn't have phone. So he then... And there's a visual gag. There's no phone booth.
I vaguely remember.
Yeah, so there's that. So, Andy Capp. Do you remember Andy Capp?
Not
so. Andy Capp was a northern one with his wife Flo, and he was always in the pub. Because his wife doesn't know where he is and he's in the pub, but something.
Now she's got a tracker on his mobile phone.
Or something like that.
Yep.
Fred Bassett, that was just always shit, wasn't it?
Fred Bassett's
no fucking joke. No. And it's still going. The man must be like Doctor Who. He's just regenerated 8 times the cartoonist, or he's 150.
Calvin and Hobbes. Calvin is treated successfully by a child psychologist for his imaginary friend syndrome.
But that's not technology.
No, it's not. You're quite right.
But he doesn't have an imaginary friend because he doesn't need one because he's on the fucking internet all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Because he's just playing with his friends on computer games.
In the world of a mobile phone, you don't really need strip cartoons. Yeah, that's quite funny. It's not really a con. It's fun. It's great. Lucky we've got a podcast.
Okay, I've got one more story for you, and then we can move on to any stories that you've got. Actually, I've got millions, but they're...
Have you looked? Then that story wasn't as good as Parrots Understand Probability.
What?
Did you see that story?
I skimmed over that. I'm not interested in what parrots can do.
Well, I can do it because you don't like me to do talking parrots once.
No, you're not going
parrots to. Can do, parrots understand probability, which explains why they don't do the National Lottery. That sound you hear is the laughter being edited out. It's a fucking funny joke. It's a joke about how it's 14 million to 1 It's fucking idiot. Only fucking idiots who don't understand probability play the national lottery.
There's no way to talk about your son.
But no, but the point it's 40 million to one, which is functionally impossible in any understanding of probability. Mm. And yet these people go and play the national lottery and they don't. So parrots, it's been revealed in a study by, I'll do the whole diddly diddly, parrots in a mathematical test. It's page 13 in the Daily Mail. Parrots can make decisions based on probabilities just like humans, researchers have found. Parrots understand probability. It's why they don't play the national lottery.
So rather than the fact that they haven't got opposable thumbs so they can't hold the pen to make the marks on the thing.
Even if parrots had hands, they wouldn't do the national lottery because they understand probability.
I can't believe that you
also
just
parrots and betting. Isn't that quite funny?
No, I cannot believe that you told me that my Garfield has a mobile phone story. Well, probably wasn't the column, but you think you can get 1,000 words out of parrots?
Yeah, parrot. What do you think, Matt?
I think they should play scratch cards.
Scratch cards. Because of their scratchy fingers.
Their nice long fingernails.
That's why they don't do scratch. It's not because they can't.
Look, do that if you want, darling.
Parrots, sports betting.
I think you are going to make life very difficult for
yourself. Parrots understand probability, which is why I've put money on Liverpool to not win the something boring. Okay, no, fine.
I've got one.
There's quite a little story. Just another little one. Should we need little items to fill in the gaps? Because you know how this thing about our cat. It so happens that Iris smells of Tomcat Wee.
Yeah.
And did you see the story about... They headlined it smells like Teen Spirit, obviously.
How teenagers smell disgusting.
Why teenagers smell disgusting.
Yes, that makes perfect sense.
So babies smell delightful and delicious. Mm-hmm. And you go, oh, yummy, yummy babies. Because biologically, you know, atavistically, you want mums and... Well, particularly mums and dads to smell babies and want to have more of them. Teenagers smell disgusting because the time has come to throw them out of the cave.
I thought you were going to throw that with the recycling.
Oh, my darling son, maybe we'll have more. Oh, God, get away. Exactly. And any child that's like whose room just smells of masturbation and ganja is actually fitting in with evolutionary predetermination.
I've got another nice story for you, which is that Prince Charles is looking for a new head gardener. Daily Mail.
I was looking for a new head. Fed up with 70 years of those jug-eared jokes and talking to plants. He's gone to get a new head.
Do you need a glass of water
no,
to
that's
counteract
fine.
All the coffee?
I'm sorry,
can
you're
calm
right.
Down,
just say what you've got to say.
Prince Charles is looking for a new head gardener. Story today, Daily Mail, page 35. Debs Goodenough is stepping down from her role after 12 years.
Is there a photo of her?
No.
Okay, I won't bother looking.
As Prince Charles's head gardener. And I realised that you've never written about your gardening. And I thought you could apply to Prince Charles to be his head gardener.
Oh, that's very funny. No, that is really funny. No, that's really funny.
It is really
That's like a really good idea for a column.
Because you've never written...
Fucking hell. 17 episodes, whatever it is. 18, 19. That's actually a fucking good idea for a column, finally.
Can I just say that I want to go back off over some old episodes and pick out which things have actually been my idea.
Most of
Model Land, Model Land last week.
That was your
idea. I've done others, which have been my idea.
My thing about
I don't want to like you know like thing Times readers, but I think a lot of them are also keen gardeners.
Apply for a head gardener job.
Job, yeah.
That's actually quite funny. It's basically Charleston. Do you know what the thing is? When you get up in the morning and you're busting for a waz, don't waste that first piss of the morning in the toilet. Piss it on the roses.
Exactly.
And don't dilute it because they also dilute in a watering can to 8 to 1. They also dilute your piss in a water can to 8 to 1. I actually find that...
Oh, hang on. Does Iris smell of your piss?
I don't piss on the cat to make her grow.
No. Oh, my God.
No,
it's
not.
It's your piss.
Oh, God. It
fucking is. She's been around the compost and it's your piss.
Is it?
Not a top cat piss.
Oh, no. I did piss on the roses this very morning. I go and piss them in rotation in spring. It's gone on everyone. I don't think it is my piss. Can I come and smell the cat? I'm just coming to smell the cat who's taken up residence on top of your Prince Harry.
It's your piss.
It's not Tomcat piss, is it?
It's your piss. Oh my cat.
He doesn't really. Oh, hang on.
Oh my prize cat.
Your prize Burmese.
My 250 quid cat. So you're fucking pissed.
Has she been out this morning? Has she been on the compost heap? Because they do go on the compost heap.
No, and also you do it all through the spring and summer. You piss on the rose in the front garden. It just smells like a bus stop.
No, I'm not doing that anymore. I'm not doing that. Like a bus stop.
Anyway,
so he's chosen a gardener.
No, no, she's leaving.
Oh, he's looking for one.
He's looking for
one. What's the headline?
Charles digs around to replace head gardener.
Oh, I see what they did there. I see. He really... Oh, fuck, that is awesome.
Yeah. They would have been really pleased with that.
Oh, look, the headline writers are great at the Times. I love them all.
Yeah. The next headline on your column.
The next headline.
I'm a wanker.
Yes. I'm a wanker says, but it's not about that.
Another
no, Charles, but it shines through.
Another shit column from me.
Blah, 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 blah. Alan Corrin's son would be the byline. Blah, 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 Alan Corrin's son.
Oh, Victoria Corrin's brother. Look, is that enough? I'm bored.
That's fine. I think we know what I'm going to write about, don't we?
I have a suspicion.
I think it's time to tell people just to remember, no kissing.
No shaking hands.
No shaking hands. No hugging. No going to built-up areas. No going to restaurants. Because... Coronavirus. You've been listening to Giles Corrin Has No Idea with me, Giles Corrin.
And me, Esther Walker.
It's a Times podcast produced by Lucy Dittner. Come on, everyone!
Coronavirus.
If you want to find out what I wrote about in the end, there's a link to the column in the podcast description. Please like
and subscribe
wherever it is you get your podcast to never miss an episode. And for the full live experience, you can tune into my radio show every Sunday night from 7 to 10 p.m. on Talk Radio.
Arriba!
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.